Om Shanti. Today is 21st May 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan. And we now listen to Baba's message via Shashiditi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region, what did I see there? The atmosphere of the subtle region, along with being loving, was very powerful. It was very, very powerful. And in a second, there was the experience of different kinds of powers. In one direction, I saw a world globe. Baba was standing by the globe and giving drishti to this globe. The globe was very gradually becoming a golden, sparkling globe. Vibrations of prosperity. Very powerful vibrations were coming from the globe. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, "Come, child. Today, Baba has specially invited his special children to the subtle region." I then said, "Baba, but there's no one visible here." Baba then smiled. So when I looked towards the area where there was a very powerful atmosphere, very tiny points of light started to get visible. And from these tiny points emerged Baba's children in the angelic form. And that entire gathering was so lovely, so powerful, and so very loving. Baba then said, "Today the children are all emerged in front of the father in the subtle region. Baba has especially given the children one signal today. Through your original stage of being a point, you have to create a powerful atmosphere. And that stage, your original stage of being a point, will be instrumental in transforming the world." So it was a beautiful scene. Baba was there, the children all standing in front of him. So a very large tower emerged in front of Baba. And on the top of the tower was some kind of instrument. Just as we call some kind of information that is sent out through this instrument that gives information beforehand, gives signals beforehand. So Baba said, "Look closely at this instrument." So on the top of this instrument was a very beautiful, kind of like a discus. It was spinning around. Sometimes there was golden light emerging from it. Sometimes the visions of a storm was visible. And sometimes the light was fluctuating from this instrument. And then felt as though sometimes there was total darkness. So the children were looking at all of this and then asked Baba, "What is all this?" Baba said, "Look closely at this instrument." Baba has already given the children the title of being the knower of the three aspects of time. When the children stabilize themselves in the stage of being Srikaldarshi, the knower of the three aspects of time, and then come into action, then perform actions, their inner stage then becomes strong like a tower. And the children then are able to know what is to happen in time beforehand. They're able to maintain inner happiness, and along with that, they're able to also provide directions or be a guide to others. All of you children now stabilize, stand in your stage of being Srikaldarshi, the knower of the three aspects of time. And when the children did this, from this instrument, from this pillar, rays of light spread out in all directions and new scenes were visible. So on the one hand, the children have to visualize their new world through their Srikaldarshi stage, and through their stage of knowing three aspects of time, they're able to face the situations, the sudden situations, the circumstances that are coming in front of them, the ever-changing situations are coming suddenly in front of the children, in front of the world. So you have to be detached from all of these circumstances. Especially use your thoughts and your time. Learn how to put a full stop to your thoughts and use your time in a worthwhile way. Baba has indicated from time to time that the children should spend more time in tapasya, develop the attitude of a detached observer, watch every situation or circumstance as a detached observer. Baba has already given you signals for this. Baba has already told the children that such and such situations are going to come in front of you. So while observing all these scenes, you should never be afraid. So you are the children who are going to beat the drums of revelation in front of the world, and with powerful yoga power, you can tell the souls of the world that time is changing. We have received the path of spiritual attainments and the path to God's love. So you can show this path to others, give them experiences of this, but you'll only be able to do this for the world when you spend more time in tapasya from time to time, stabilize yourselves in the point form, use your time and thoughts in a worthwhile way, make these efforts in this direction. Then you will become these living mirrors in front of the world. Whoever sees you will then have visions of the Father. They will also, souls of the world will also feel that these angels are trying to tell us something, and they are going to give us the experience of God's company, and they're giving us the return of all our pure feelings. Then Baba showed the globe again to the children. The children were standing around the globe. Baba then said, once again, stabilize yourself in the point form. And as the children did this, very bright light spread out from the globe, and these rays of light spread throughout the globe, and all the darkness was getting dispelled. So on one hand, there are scenes of darkness in the world, and then on the other side, you children are emerging the light, you're spreading the light of being sons of knowledge. So this is the experience you have to give others. You give them the experience that time is transforming, and we have to make ourselves full and complete, and we have to transform ourselves. Baba then emerged many, many souls in front of the Brahmin children, souls of different religions, different communities, and many of them were standing very disheartened. So they were getting these visions of light from the children, from Baba, and they were feeling and they were saying that such time has come when God, our beloved deities, are listening to our calls, our cries, and these souls were having the experience as though God is giving them some experience. So Baba said, on one side you will see very fearsome, sorrowful scenes, but on the other hand you will be the stars of light to give them experiences, share experiences with souls of the world, and they will feel that these are the souls who can understand our feelings and who are giving us experiences. So these two kinds of times are coming in front of the children. So be economical in your thoughts and in your time. Use your time in a worthwhile way. Use your thoughts in a worthwhile way. Be the attached observer while seeing all the scenes of the drama. Remember that you are the ones who are going to glorify and reveal God to the world and give them experiences. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba again emerged souls of the world in front of the Brahmin children. So rays of light were reaching souls of the world, and according to their own capacity, they were having experiences. Some were getting very surprised seeing all of this. They were wondering what this light is. Baba then said, such times are coming now that you have to give experiences to souls of the world through light. I then informed Baba that souls from Sonipat have come for their bhakti, and there are many who have offered bhog for different reasons. Baba emerged them in front of Baba, gave them drishti, and then said that whenever the Brahmin children sit with a very elevated thought to offer bhog for anyone, those souls receive strength and love. They have experiences of love and power. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.